This is the reading for May 13th, Psalm 133. It is good and pleasant when God's people live together in peace. It is like perfumed oil poured on the priest's head and running down his beard. It ran down Aaron's beard and onto the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Mount Hermon falling on the hills of Jerusalem. There the Lord gives his blessing of life forever. 1 Samuel chapter 27. But David thought to himself, Saul will catch me someday. The best thing I can do is escape to the land of the Philistines. Then he will give up looking for me in Israel, and I can get away from him. So David and his 600 men left Israel and went to Achish, son of Maoch, king of Gath. David, his men, and their families made their home in Gath with Achish. David had his two wives with him, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail of Carmel, the widow of Nabal. When Saul heard that David had run away to Gath, he stopped looking for him. Then David said to Achish, "If you are pleased with me, give me a place in one of the country towns where I can live. I don't need to live in the royal city with you." That day Achish gave David the town of Ziklag, and Ziklag has belonged to the kings of Judah ever since. David lived in the Philistine land a year and 4 months. David and his men raided the people of Geshur, Girzi, and Amalek. These people had lived for a long time in the land that reached to Shur and Egypt. When David fought them, he killed all the men and women and took their sheep, cattle, donkeys, camels, and clothes. Then he returned to Achish. Achish would ask David, "Where did you go raiding today?" And David would tell him that he had gone to the southern part of Judah, or Jerahmeel, or to the land of the Kenites. David never brought a man or woman alive to Gath. He thought, "If we bring people alive, they may tell Achish." This is what David really did. David did this all the time he lived in the Philistine land. So Achish trusted David and said to himself, "David's own people, the Israelites, now hate him very much. He will serve me forever." 1 Samuel chapter 28. Later the Philistines gathered their armies to fight against Israel. Achish said to David, "You understand that you and your men must join my army." David answered, "You will see for yourself what I, your servant, can do." Achish said, "Fine, I'll make you my permanent bodyguard." Now Samuel was dead, and all the Israelites had shown their sadness for him. They had buried Samuel in his hometown of Ramah, and Saul had forced out the mediums and fortune tellers from the land. The Philistines came together and made camp at Shunem. Saul gathered all the Israelites and made camp at Gilboa. When he saw the Philistine army, he was afraid, and his heart pounded with fear. He prayed to the Lord, but the Lord did not answer him through dreams, Urim, or prophets. Then Saul said to his servants, "Find me a woman who is a medium, so I may go and ask her what will happen." His servants answered, "There is a medium in Endor." Then Saul put on other clothes to disguise himself, and at night he and two of his men went to see the woman. Saul said to her, "Talk to a spirit for me, bring up the person I name." But the woman said to him, "Surely you know what Saul has done. He has forced the mediums and fortune tellers from the land. You are trying to trap me and get me killed." Saul made a promise to the woman in the name of the Lord. He said, "As surely as the Lord lives, you won't be punished for this." The woman asked, "Whom do you want me to bring up?" He answered, "Bring up Samuel." When the woman saw Samuel, she screamed. She said, "Why have you tricked me? You are Saul." The king said to the woman, "Don't be afraid. What do you see?" The woman said, "I see a spirit coming up out of the ground." Saul asked, "What does he look like?" The woman answered, "An old man wearing a coat is coming up." Then Saul knew it was Samuel, and he bowed face down on the ground. Samuel asked Saul, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?" Saul said, "I am greatly troubled. The Philistines are fighting against me, and God has left me. He won't answer me anymore, either by prophets or in dreams. That's why I called for you. Tell me what to do." Samuel said, "The Lord has left you and has become your enemy. So why do you call on me? He has done what he said he would do, the things he said through me. He has torn the kingdom out of your hands and given it to one of your neighbors, David. You did not obey the Lord. You did not show the Amalekites how angry he was with them. That's why he has done this to you today. The Lord will hand over both Israel and you to the Philistines. Tomorrow, you and your sons will be with me. The Lord will hand over the army of Israel to the Philistines." Saul fell quickly fell flat on the ground and was afraid of what Samuel had said. He was also very weak because he had eaten nothing all that day and night. Then the woman came to Saul and saw that he was really frightened. She said, "Look, I, your servant, have obeyed you. I have risked my life and done what you told me to do. Now please listen to me. Let me give you some food so that you may eat and have enough strength to go on your way." But Saul refused, saying, "I won't eat." His servants joined the woman in asking him to eat, and he listened to them. So he got up from the ground and sat on the bed. At the house, the woman had a fat calf, which she quickly killed. She took some flour and mixed dough with her hands. Then she baked some bread without yeast. She put the food before them, and they ate. That same night, they got up and left.